I'm Maria Dudzek. I am joined in the studio by Brian Shimek. He is the outreach specialist for the Food Bank of Alaska here in Ketchikan. And let me ask you first, Brian, I guess I didn't know Food Bank of Alaska was here. Are there, how long have you been doing this?
So my wife and I came down at the end of March, so I'm very fresh in town.
Oh, okay.
It's great. We love it here. She came down for her job with public health, and I was working with the food bank in Anchorage. That's where we've been for, I don't know, 6-7 years now. And the food bank decided, yeah, let's try this down here. When we say outreach specialist, that's just the fancy way of saying I'm the guy who helps people sign up for food stamps and Medicaid as well. So the food bank actually is pretty active in Southeast as well. As an organization, across the whole state, they collect food, they coordinate distribution, and they help to get it to different places. So the food bank actually has already been sending food down to Metlakatla and Prince of Wales, Wrangell and Ketchikan already, just in a very anonymous way.
And is that going to food pantries? Where is that food and aid going, I suppose?
Yeah, it goes out through food pantries. So here in Ketchikan, it goes out through Salvation Army and Love in Action. In Metlakatla, the tribal organization does that there. Wrangell, it's the Salvation Army as well. I'm just the first actual person to be on the ground here.
Okay, yeah, because I never thought about Food Bank of Alaska, I guess, or it was this distant thing as opposed to local. So are you actually in an office? Is there a food bank office?
I work out of my house, so I watch the weather go by my windows, and that's pretty great. A lot of what I do is on the phone, but then I'm also down at Salvation Army 3 days a week. I'm at the library 2 days a week. So kind of being versatile and going to where the people are is how we're able to do outreach.
And what you mentioned, food assistance and Medicaid, what is it, I guess, that you do for people? How do you help them access those things?
Okay, so the idea behind outreach is, yeah, you know, Ketchikan has a public assistance office. And, you know, it's very easy to say, hey, you just need to go down to the office and do your paperwork. But there's a lot of obstacles sometimes. So if people, number one, if they don't live in town, they may not be able to get to an office. And if there is someone like a fee agent in their community, they may not know about them. And so that's part of what I do is show people where resources are. I also do applications over the phone with people. You know, so if they're homebound or if transportation is an issue, I can do that with them. When I'm at the library, for example, I'll be there with applications, and so I can walk through the paperwork with that person at the time. They can sign it, and it gets turned in. You know, sometimes eyesight is an obstacle. Sometimes handwriting is an obstacle. The paper applications are meant to address, I think, 6 different public assistance programs. And so in that way, they're written to be very correct, but not very easy to understand. And so part of what I do is help people to know what they're signing and to help get those applications done and turned in.
You mentioned that there's a variety of programs. I guess who are those targeted for? Who qualifies for these programs?
Well, all of them are through the state public assistance. And again, to draw that line, I work for the food bank. You know, public assistance, Division of Public Assistance, they're still the ones who actually process it. But you can use these to apply for food stamps or SNAP. It's the same program. Medicaid, what would that be? Adult Public Assistance, TANF, which is the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. It's a cash program. And all of these are based on low income. And the income requirements are a little bit different for each program, but they're all done on the same paper application.
Okay, it sounds like could be complicated.
It kind of is, but that's why I have a job. So
to help folks. And I found out about you being here because I found a poster talking about you going to the library. You mentioned you also are at Salvation Army, various things. So can we talk about, I guess, you're going to be at the library Wednesdays, so that would be tonight, mm-hmm. 4 to 6 p.m., and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to noon. So where are you there, and how can people find you, and what do they need to bring or do, I guess, to learn more about this and apply?
So, okay. So, library, I'm usually in the big room, which is silly because it's just me, but that's how the room system worked. When you walk in, I've got my cardboard sign at the top. It says, talk to me about food. I love to talk about food. It's just the best. And I'm essentially at a table in that big room. It's very easy to find me. I would be there usually with applications, cookbooks, my sign, informations, and probably a ukulele as well, because why not?
And while you're waiting, you can play.
Exactly.
So do people need to bring tax returns, income information? Do they need to bring anything at that time, or you basically just show up and start filling out an application?
They don't need – I don't take copies of anything. Public assistance will want some basic copies of documentation before the process is done. But I look at this and think, you know, the most important part right now is to get the paper done and turned in. And then from that point, when we turn it over to public assistance, they can say, you know what, we really need a copy of your ID, and we could use a copy of your pay stubs. But far be it from me to say, you should not do papers with me if you can't find your Social Security card. So just show up, bring your brain, and we'll take it from there.
Okay, so basically you're doing the basic first application, that gets turned in, and then the person would later be contacted if more information is needed.
Absolutely.
Okay. Gosh, those are a lot of the main things I'm thinking. Are there any other things you wanted to bring up with regards to this?
Yeah, you know, these are programs that are really designed to help people be successful in life. So they're preventative things, right? You know, the idea behind, you know, Medicaid, for example, is that you have it before you need to go to the doctor. And so what I see with food sometimes is people are they're getting to the bottom of their pantries. You know, if they had a job and their unemployment's running out, all of a sudden they're thinking, oh, my gosh, we got nothing to eat. We need to check into this, you know. It doesn't have to wait that long. It's good to start thinking about these ahead of time. You know, these programs are really designed for the working low income and the working poor, as they call them. And those are people, they're our friends and neighbors that they kind of live in disguise. You know, it's not a very obvious thing. You know, so for example, if we want to talk about who usually benefits from these programs, you know, what is it? Just for food stamps in Alaska, most are working families. Most are working with kids. You know, 73% of the people receiving food stamps in Alaska are families with kids. 28% have an elder or somebody who's disabled in their house. And about 42% are working. So these are people that you would see on the street and not necessarily think, oh my gosh, you know, they don't have enough food in their house. But that happens a lot more than what we think. So, you know, if you're in a situation or you know someone who is really scraping by for food and maybe just getting by, this is something that they should look at.
And is this something that, now, I mean, it's obviously not your job, but that they try to work to get people off of these programs? Or is it something you can perpetually be on, so to speak?
The short answer is that there's not a time limit for these, at least in this part of the state. You know, these are programs that are designed to be used while people need them, but really nobody wants to be on these forever. You know, what both of these do is they're supplemental, really. You know, Medicaid is a very, very basic insurance, but it doesn't cover everything you might want to have done. You know, it'll extract a tooth, but it may not fix a tooth necessarily. You know, that if you can find a better insurance deal later on, you'd probably want to take that. Same thing with the SNAP and the food stamps. It is not by itself enough to get by for a month, but it's there to supplement what you're ordinarily doing. And, you know, it'll provide a basic level of nutrition. That's kind of one of the problems we see, certainly in Southeast, is that food is expensive as it is. And nutritious food is even more expensive. So where my heart really is finding healthy lifestyles for people. And if that means helping them access better nutrition, you know, nobody here in Ketchikan is actually starving, emaciated. You know, there's definitely enough calories, but there's not always enough nutrition.
And I see also in the poster that you have that you will offer people assistance or ideas on how to make their benefits shop farther, and also have recipe information?
Oh, yeah. I bring my cookbooks with me. There's an excellent cookbook out there called Good and Cheap. And it's available. You can just look it up online. There's a PDF. You can just print it off. I have it as well. But it essentially talks about how to make quality food at much lower prices. And it breaks it down by the meal price, by the price per serving, and their lower 48 prices. But they're still good ideas. And I love talking about food with people. So,
and I would agree. I think a lot of healthy food is very expensive, and it can be tough for people to make good food choices.
Yeah, I wish I had a magic wand that just made everything better. I kind of pretend that I have like a magic wooden stirring spoon that makes things a little bit better. And, you know, that's not to say that I can, you know, I can say, here's the recipe book and everything is going to be, you know, just peachy fine and easy, you know, but we can say, you know what, you know, ground beef is really expensive, but eggs are a lot more affordable. You know, you can do a lot with eggs. You can do a lot with beans. You know, if you are making your own soups instead of buying prepared soups, that's going to stretch things a lot farther. Yeah, chips are really expensive to buy, but you know what? You can make popcorn and flavor it for a lot less. And that's not to say that you're going to be eating the same things that you normally would, but some of what we do with eating is setting the right habits early. And so, yeah, when we cut out ice cream at our house for a little while, it was hard for a couple of weeks. And then after a while, you know what? Okay, we don't miss this that much. This is okay.
Yeah, it's getting used to change, I guess.
Yeah, change is hard sometimes.
Now, you mentioned people oftentimes wait until the last minute when they're in a dire situation to fill out the applications and things. If someone, say, is reluctant in a sense to, like, I don't want to get on the aid program, could they apply and then defer having the assistance kind of a thing? Does that make sense, where they don't have to accept it?
I think once you apply, that kind of gets the ball rolling. But that is also to say, if you walk into public assistance and say, I don't want this anymore, you know, they would say that's fine. Or, you know, it comes on a little debit card, a Quest card. You know, if you just don't use it, you don't use it. And eventually the program would just stop. So I'm happy to talk to people about what the program really entails. It doesn't fit everybody. Like we were saying, this is not something people usually want to stay on forever, because sometimes it is a little bit of a hassle, but it's meant to be something that's useful.
Okay. All right. Anything else that you wanted to add?
No, I'm just happy to be here.
Okay. Thank you very much. Brian Shimek, again, he is with the Food Bank of Alaska. He will be at the Ketchikan Public Library Wednesday evenings from 4 to 6 p.m. and Thursday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon to help people fill out public assistance applications. And that we have that on our community calendar as well to remind you of that.